With us from her home in Jerusalem is Hagit Ofran, who directs Peace Now's Settlements Watch project. Hagit is also the chief tour guide of Peace Now's summer tours to the West Bank settlements and outposts. I understand, Hagit, that the idea is to familiarize Israelis with the realities on the ground of the West Bank. Three quarters of Israelis have not visited the West Bank in the past 5 years, according to a poll that Peace Now commissioned this week. What are you showing these Israeli tourists, and how do they react to what they see?
Actually, you don't need to put too much effort to show them things that they didn't know. Actually, most Israelis never visited the West Bank. And as soon as you cross the first checkpoint, the world changes. You see the separate roads for the Palestinians and for the Israelis. You see the settlements and the surrounding fences. You see the Palestinian villages. You see some of the Palestinians. And in our case, you get to meet the settlers or some of the settlers. And we already had our first tour with two buses. And I think that we couldn't ask for better demonstration of what is going on in the West Bank than what we got from the settlers. A group of settlers awaited us at the entrance to the settlement of Beit El. And although we were escorted by the police, they stood in the entrance and prevented us from entering the settlement. And not only that, they also interrupted our tour, shouting, yelling, trying to make too much noise so nobody can hear. Some people approached to me and said, if they're doing this to us, I only imagine what they do to Palestinians.
So you're planning several more tours, right? I understand that one of them will be to Hebron. Is that correct?
Yes, that is true.
And what is the message, the bottom line that you would like the tourists to take home with them?
I think we want to get people to understand the severity of the situation. We want those people who come to be more active in what we are trying to advocate for. I think that a person who has been there cannot turn a blind eye or not listen anymore to what is going on. I want to tell something, maybe it could be an explanation of what is going on. A few years ago, the head anchor that is serving the news in Israel, Chaim Yavin, made a film on the settlement, and he called it The Land of the Settlers. And when he published his film, he said that he was never aware of what was going on in the West Bank. Mm-hmm. And then I thought to myself, this guy is reading the news for the public for 40 years every evening in the television. And he didn't know what was going on in the West Bank until he went out and saw it. This should tell us that the Israeli public is totally unaware of what is going on. If you're not there, you don't understand the dynamics of it. You never met the people who suffer from it. And this is why we think it's very much important for us to bring as many people as possible to see what's going on.
Hagit, we will update our website with photos and maybe some video that we will get from you documenting those tours, those visits, so that Americans who are interested in it could also participate from afar in your tours. Good luck with that, and thank you very much.
Thank you, always.